The title of this artwork is City Hall During Construction. The artist is Vita Leahy. It is an oil painting on plywood. It was made circa 1927. The painting is a rectangle 46 centimetres high by 41.5 centimetres wide and in a gold wooden frame. This artwork features the construction of the City Hall in Brisbane. The City Hall was constructed between 1920 and 30, designed in both neoclassical and Art Deco styles, with grand, Ionic and Doric columns at the front. It was the second most expensive construction at the time in Australia, after the Sydney Harbour Bridge. It is the largest City Hall in Australia. The clock tower, at 87.47 metres above ground, made the City Hall the tallest building in the city until 1957. The perspective of this scene is from far back along ground level, looking slightly up. The artist has painted a high level of detail through a series of small brush marks. The front of the City Hall is in the centre at an angle, with its corner edges facing forward. It is daytime and the colours are muted. The rectangular-shaped lower floors of the building go across the bottom half of the painting. The incomplete base of the central square tower rises 6 floors in the top half of the painting. The clocks, chimes and observation platform are not yet built. The building's internal frame is established and it is surrounded by scaffolding, painted with horizontal and vertical gridded lines. The base is largely dark and in shadow. The sun is shining strongly on the right side of the building and the right side wall of the entry. The entry protrudes from the middle front of the building. The central tower has no walls or windows, and the sky is showing through at each level. The building and tower structures are brown and grey in colour. On the top of the building, on your right-hand side, there is a red crane. Its boom is on an angle towards the tower and finishes at the top of the painting. It is lowering an arch with red joints, close to the roof. At the base of the crane is a yellow and black cabin. Directly below the crane is a low dome on the roof made of arched red lines. The sky is showing through it. On the other side of the tower, there is a boom of a smaller dark blue crane. It is lowering a brick at the end of its hoist, close to the top of the building. Between the edge of the City Hall building and the left side of the painting is half of a red building's facade. It is the same height as City Hall's base. Along the ground, there are very small people walking past, painted in a few short brush marks. Most people are clustered together towards your left-hand side. The sky is blue with small puffy white clouds dotted throughout. Due to age, the paint is starting to crack over the painting's surface. The artist has signed her name in capital letters, E.V. Leahy, in brown in the bottom corner on your right. The late Vita Leahy was born in Pimpama, Queensland in 1882 and died in 1968. She studied at the Brisbane Central Technical College before travelling to Europe in 1915, where she remained for the duration of the First World War. She returned to Australia in 1920, where she was able to support herself throughout her career as a prolific artist and teacher. This was uncommon for a woman at that time. She was a prominent advocate for the arts in Brisbane. Leahy is celebrated for her masterful use of colour in the mediums of oil and watercolour and was likely inspired by artworks from the period of European Impressionism. Leahy contributed to the introduction of modernism in Australia. This artwork was a gift of Mr. Charles Gough in 1927 to the City of Brisbane Collection, Museum of Brisbane. This description has a few inaccuracies. Firstly, rather than grand Ionic and Doric columns, the columns mentioned are in fact grand Ionic and Corinthian columns. Secondly, City Hall was not the second most expensive construction at the time in Australia, but the second most expensive public project at the time in Australia. Thirdly, it was the tallest building in the city until 1967, not 1957. And lastly, Vita Leahy's name is more often pronounced Vita Leahy.